What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that is switching into soup mode. My name's Terry.
That's a good one. My name is Andy.
Andy, the bloody hell are you?
Very, very, very well. And you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, pal.
Yeah, Andy, you may have inferred from my little opening salvo that summertime is over. Summer holidays is over. We're back after off your self-imposed 2 week
break. Yeah, 30K.
And we're switching into soup mode. It's autumn time.
Do you know what? I hate to sound like an old curmudgeon.
What's new?
But I for one welcome our new colder,
back to work.
Colder, darker overlords, as in the weather. I welcome the return to work. It's what
a bet.
No, it's been like I had a lovely 2 weeks off. Well, you know, it was up and down. But I'm very much looking forward to getting back to my routine. And you know what? I seen a thing on X yesterday.
X.
Rearranged the whole game X. With my rugged sound.
And we're all in the family. Remember a friend of mine gave me his review of his X's album.
Yeah, I had
Exhibit.
It,
and he was like, he's the kind of guy that you don't want to give him his whole album to, but you want him to appear on three songs on your album.
Yeah, he's more of a supportsman than...
He's the best. He's a featsman.
Yeah, like and there's nothing wrong with it. Like my man Nate Dogg, he did have an album.
Nate Dogg?
Yeah, double album.
Oh, God rest his soul.
But yeah, he was more of a featsman. Yeah. But yeah, I seen a thing online where it was like, just think in 3 months it'll be like this. You probably saw it because we share exact algorithms on
Twitter. As we've talked about, we do not share exact
There's a lot of crossover.
You can keep your cool dog.
That's stuff. Instagram.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, now I'm getting shit on Instagram for gay Christian men over 50. They're AI too.
Andy,
and it's just someone like,
what do you
like throwing it? Do you know what the problem is that I keep looking at it for morbid like fascination. And I'm not interested. I just
gay Christian
men over 50. And
that's
it's like, you know, it's an AI guy just like throwing his jacket over his shoulder, like smiling to the camera. But anyway, the point that I'm trying to get at is that on Twitter I saw a thing where it's like, just think in 3 months it'll be this, and it's just like late night rain in like London or whatever it was, and the quote tweet was like, and an 8 p.m. Champions League kickoff.
Ooh.
Take me there, you know, like getting in from the rain.
See, I can enjoy it this year because we're in the Champions League.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes.
So now, which you know, because like the heat wave was so nice at the start that I was like, this is so weird. I'm warm. Like it had been so long.
It's been
and
a while.
By the end. Maybe it was tied in with the fact that I got my brand new rollout grass and it did not rain for a month after I got it.
And there was the hosepipe ban.
And the hosepipe ban.
Were you adhering to the ban?
Sure was.
I doubt it. Knowing you.
It's actually more down to sheer laziness that I didn't use the hosepipe. I've stopped watering it long ago, to be honest. It's fine. It's settled in.
Yeah.
I mean, half of it's yellow because of the sun.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. So,
all of it.
So,
all of us.
Yeah, I'm done with it now. Yeah. I'm happy to not sweat every day. I'm happy to be able to sleep soundly and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's nice to have a little bit. Like last night, I got into bed and the blinds were like flapping from the breeze. Mm. You know what I mean? And I was like, blinds.
You like that though, right?
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, nice bit of cooler. We had 3 good months of it, 3 solid months, and apparently, it ain't changing.
What's that?
It's going to be like this every summer now.
Heat waves?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine, I guess. Like,
not really. Long term. The planet
is dying. I mean, for generations to come, sure, but...
That's their problem, right?
It's their problem, eh? And it's not even the problem that we caused. It's the generation before us that caused
it. You know it.
So, you know.
They took it off.
Our hands are clean.
They really stripped all the copper out of this planet.
Here, can I just vent for a second?
Yeah, of course.
I want to vent to you, and this may be a bit passe, about...
Old people?
Yeah.
Great.
Boomers.
Yeah.
Two things, both car related. One, if I pull in, because my road's quite narrow,
and the rule, I know all about it.
The rule is, you pull in, if your side is the side where cars parked,
that is
you,
the rule.
You pull in.
Yeah.
So I pull in, and people in and around my age will, I'll let them pass. Sometimes they'll be miles up the road, like, yeah, I don't mind waiting. All I want is a little...
Yeah, of
like
course.
Your hands on top of the wheel, just raise your fingers.
Fingers.
Thanks.
It can just, be or one, even one just finger, that.
Yeah.
Two finger.
So give me some
hand movement, wrist movement, digit movement.
The boomers do nothing. Boomers just like, yeah, they don't even look. It's like, yeah, oh, I'm of important places to be. But the bigger issue I have, oh, now this is getting real. I'm going to say something to someone at this point.
Great.
The child, parent-child parking spaces in Aldi is primarily boomers waiting in your car for your other boomer to come out of the shop. It's like the car's running, you're just sitting there, and not even then just people just get in, get out. I'm like, and I make a point of like looking at their car, and it's like, I mean, white BMWs, white Audis, forget about it, they're always, the kids are probably in the fucking boot, but you get old people and they're just fucking, you know, not even old, like, you know, late 50s. I'm like, no, I'm parking here. Like, oh, okay. And here's me with a big fucking double.
That's a Gen
pram.
Xer. It's not even a boomer. Like
Gen X as well.
Yeah.
Them as well.
They're supposed to be the cool ones.
But I've got a big fucking pram that you have. It's a doubler that you have to take parts out. It's a proper assembly job every time. I need the room. They don't need the room. So.
Or you get it done. So I'm like that. I'm like, and again, it is, you know, make people, I'm like, should they be driving?
No.
Take their license.
You know?
How about that?
Kerry always makes a point of like being like, you know, saying it loudly, and I think I want that, and then she does it. I'm like, ugh, stop.
Yeah. It's like I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to open that door.
You open this door, Councillor.
Tread carefully, Councillor. You open this door.
So what have we got for this week? Thank you very much, by the way, everyone, for your patience. And hey, the pitch meeting went down well.
Yeah.
From last week, if you didn't hear it, we put out an old freebie from the Patreon vaults. And it got such a good reception that we're doing it again next week.
The rule is, no AI.
No AI. I'm fine with that. More than fine with that, actually.
Yeah, because...
the early days, I didn't use it.
No, and there were good ones. And then I listened to one, and I'm like, yeah, you couldn't come up with this. And you're like, I may have followed through ChatGPT.
On our system, I promise you, I'm not going to use AI.
I used up my notepad. Like, literally, these are, like, story ideas.
No,
like, I have a notepad of story ideas I wrote down. And I was like, I'll put them on the podcast. I'm never going to do a script on this.
Do you still have some left over?
Yeah, I got some left over.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, when the mood strikes, I will get it out and scribble it down. Thank you, Andy, I want to say, for a lovely trip to Crow Park last week. To watch my beloved Man United play Leeds. And we bloody won the Boyle Sports Trophy. Second ever annual Boyle Sports Trophy.
The prestigious.
One of them penalties.
Yeah.
Against Leeds.
I got to see Bruno Fernandes miss a penalty in the flesh. So I was happy. Fucking packed though. 80,000 people.
Biggest attendance for a football game in Ireland ever.
Really?
Yeah. And wow. GAA fans were not happy.
Were they not?
No, sir. You're coming on our turf.
Is this like when the Beatles played in Japan? That's only supposed to be used for like martial arts. And there was a big uproar.
It's
like
exactly like that. It's exactly like that.
Good, I just wanted to make sure it was like that.
bit worried now though that, you know, kind of dragging their heels with their summer signings.
Man United?
Yeah. Started off so promising. Like, we spoke...
Maybe you just were efficient. You just got your business done early.
We still need places. We need a left full. We need another midfielder, like...
I tell you, just before we get into that very small aside, it was a very stressful situation at Crow Park because... See, Terry was my plus one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the plan was, it was a nice, you know, Boyle Sports gave me some free tickets in a suite... And there was food served an hour before kickoff. I'm like, great.
Help myself to some Rockshore cider.
Yeah, and that was the plan. And then, of course, but I was coming from Wicklow Town, 5:30. The kickoff was at 7:30. I parked outside Terry's mother's house, which is a 25-minute walk from the stadium, at like 10 minutes after kickoff, basically.
Was it that? Yeah, it was like...
Yeah, like, it was like 20 to 8.
Right, okay.
I got there. I mean, so stressful. And then I just got there. And the whole time, Terry's texting me, telling me, like, they're all waiting for you, buddy. Like, I was thinking maybe there's just other, like, people online who are there. It's like, no, it's all corporate shills, and they're waiting for you. I'm like, no, I just want to slink in and slink out.
You did, in fairness. It
wasn't too bad.
They were very high on you, though, Andy. They were like,
great.
They were like, oh, Andy's coming. Great. Yeah. Oh, lovely. What a great. Why don't you ask about me? What do I do?
And just so you know, not even a token to ask.
I mean, I told you we do a podcast together.
Ask me about that.
Yeah.
Huh? I'll be in my seat.
You know, he knows nothing about football. Another Rockshore, please.
Thank you very much. So we watched United, but we've seen some of their new signings.
Yeah. You missed most of Santos. He looked pretty good.
Oh, that's a shame.
He looked pretty good. We got to see a bit of Tielemans.
Yeah.
And
that was it.
Those are the two. Those are the two first teamers they've signed.
But
they're not going to be there for Saturday. The signings aren't going to be there for Saturday.
No.
But, like, you know, you'd have to leave.
Who do you want? Who else do you want?
I want a position? I want a left full. We're not getting Hall, it looks like. We are. We're just going to have to pay.
Very quiet, though. I haven't heard nothing linked to United in weeks.
Like, I'm constantly... It's like, on Twitter, it's like, ooh, this person is in... They're interested in this, you know. They're fucking...
And then it goes nowhere.
Yeah. You're like, okay. And Ornstein has been... Like, it's... Since Tielemans, I haven't heard a peep out of him with United. And I'm like, come on.
I know.
Like,
he's the one.
Yeah, he's the one.
He's the one.
And see, Fabrizio is hanging it up.
Good.
Yeah, thank God.
Good riddance.
How are you feeling about your chances?
Do you know what? I feel a little bit better than I did last week. I tell you what, look, I know it's just a preseason and it was just 45 minutes, but he looked really good in that first half. I seen a compilation of like all his touches. I'm like, fucking hell. And got a goal. And I was thinking, like, oh, it's only Como, but like they've qualified for the Champions League this year.
Europa. Well, you're going.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
I
think you're wrong on this one.
All right.
Yeah, you go look at that. I'll tell the audience. So I'm happy with Jacquet. I'm happy enough with Araujo. I think Leone.
You know what? They are in the Champions League.
Fucking get in.
Yeah, last day of the season. It was 24th of May. They finished fourth because they were like fifth and sixth. I been keeping an eye on the Serie A.
I'll be honest, I only found that out today myself.
Okay, well, there you go.
But I'm happy with Jacquet. I'm happy enough with Araujo. I think he looked good.
I think that's a terrible signing, by the way, just for the record.
I do think he'll either like...
Be an idiot. You gotta be an idiot.
That's what I'm worried about. Yeah. He's either gonna be like an animal for 90 minutes, or like a sent off after 20 minutes.
No, he's gonna be. He's gonna be. I mean, David Luiz came good, but that type of sent off where you're like, what are you doing? Don't come over to me. No.
But I think Jacquet and I think Leone will be really good when he.
It's gonna be Van Dijk and Jacquet the two.
And I'm happy enough with that. I think Kirkes. We're back with Iraola, I think he'll have a good season.
He played him as a wing back, though. Unless, you know,
I think he'll get the best out of him. And you know, overall, I'm not sure about the midfield. That's the only thing.
You need a midfielder.
Seen today, Rio's going to switch to the right. Which he's 18. You know, he can learn it.
If you're selling Gakpo, which, by the way, can Spurs just fuck off?
What do you mean?
They're really like ruining this transfer market.
By buying people?
By buying people for like, yeah, we'll pay you that much.
Like, stop, he's not worth that.
72 million for Cody Gakpo. Like, get
I'll take
fucked.
It.
Yeah, I know you will. Or like 95 million for Tonali and 85 million for Fernandez. I'm like, stop just...
I tell you what, they've got a pretty decent looking first 11 though, haven't they?
Now that you mention it. Nothing.
Tonali
like,
as well, I forgot about
Tonali's
that.
Tonali's fucking... He's so overrated.
Is he?
I think so.
I thought, every time
he's all action. He's all over the place. Like, Spurs are going to be... Especially under De Zerbi. And he's not hanging around. It's, you know, it's Spurs. Lads, it's Spurs.
I don't like seeing Robbo and Spurs. I don't like them calling him Robbo. I don't like him shaking hands with Richarlison after setting him up for a goal. Don't like any of that. But it's fine.
You have to do it. You gotta let it go.
I'm relatively confident. I still think we are not gonna be perfect. All I want this year is to just enjoy watching the football. This is the one year where I'm actually just giving them a total pass. Unless it's like drastically bad. But like, I've no expectations. I want just to go like, oh yes.
So will we do the bet?
Yeah, let's do the bet.
Okay. I'll let you offer first terms and then we'll see.
Just a straight up finish above.
Great. No worries.
Yeah?
Take your hand off.
I beg your pardon?
Great. And are we saying
two?
Two if it's like...
Two things of four.
For you?
Pipeline punch.
And two things of
and
six.
Two, fine.
For me, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of Lucas Aid.
Yeah. All right. You don't want to put like a multiplier on if it's more than like, what did we say? It was like 7 points last year.
It's so early to tell. Maybe we can refine it as we go.
In Jan, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know.
I want to talk to you about, and it's been on the docket for a couple of weeks, Vinted.
Yeah, why? I left a little note on the docket. What does Vinted mean?
It's
been there for weeks.
You know
what
Vinted is?
No.
Something my wife has turned me on to. And it has been around, I don't know, for years now. I'm just very late to the party. Vinted is where it's an app where you buy pre-worn clothes.
Pre-loved.
Yes, pre-loved clothes. This right here is a Vinted t-shirt.
Ooh.
Paid like... £4 plus package posting. Whatever,
oh, that's good.
There.
What's the package like? Post package, 15 quid?
No. So in Ireland, it's like 250.
Oh.
And if it's from abroad, I think it's 7. Something.
Right.
So like, for example.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got you something for
me?
Your 41st birthday on Vinted.
Oh.
You can get all sorts of stuff. I don't know what size. I think I got you an XL. Is that too big?
I beg your pardon. Yeah, it is. It actually looks more like an L.
It does.
But that's perfect.
And that's the thing.
182, Terry.
Yeah, so you can just You can just type in to Vinted. Like, and the hardest part is getting it going.
This is right? Great.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So the hardest part is getting it going. And now I've got my algorithm where like I open up the front page and it's kind of like
NASA one.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, you know, Hollister, it's giving me t-shirt. The last thing I needed was a place to get more novelty t-shirts.
Yeah, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Spent like, every penny I had.
That you can favorite your items and I have a bunch of stuff. And I think that's sold. Like, look at that. I was keeping that one for you, Andy.
Hey,
Jimmy Eat
it
World.
Just takes some time.
So, you know.
That's great.
You should get on it as well.
I want
saying.
To get on it.
Yeah.
I definitely need a lot more personality in my t-shirts. My t-shirts are all plain.
Look at this one. Like,
oh, is that Invader Zim?
Bomberman.
Oh.
And there was like an original white Super Bomberman one. I was like, oh, favorite it. And then it was like 20 minutes later, it's like gone. So I'm on the lookout for any Bomberman t-shirts.
Well, I tell you, I'm happy with mine. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, sir.
But yeah, do you know, I need more personality. I've been thinking that. I need more, because the only t-shirts I wear are either plain t-shirts or my own merch.
Yeah.
And, it's not, and also, I don't know if this is a me thing, if I'm not washing them correctly. Everything I own has a stain on it.
What is it? A water stain?
Just like, if I drop a bit of food on it or something, it's ruined.
So
and I'm like, never happened when I was a kid. You could get what you get as money as shit.
What are you using?
Just fucking... I was using non-bio, then I switched to bio because I heard that's better for stains.
What brand?
I don't know. Almat.
No, you gotta buy a decent one. Like, we buy Fairy, and it costs like 15 quid for a
Jesus
massive thing.
Christ.
But it lasts you a month or so,
yeah.
And it's worth it. And then we buy a decent fabric
softener.
Yeah,
we have fabric softener.
What fabric softener? Almat?
It's whatever.
You gotta up it, because we did the same thing.
Jesus.
And it pays for itself.
Really?
Yeah, it does. It's
too late for the ones that are already
possibly
embedded in, though,
yeah.
Right?
Vanish could help.
Oh, yeah.
A bit of Vanish. Okay. Vanish Oxyaction.
But still a bang?
No. Is that Barry Scott?
Yeah.
Wasn't still a bang for like...
Yeah, it was like surfaces. For households.
I wouldn't use that. Bang. And your eyes are gone. Barry!
Barry!
So yeah, get on Vinted, man. Okay. It's fun.
Recommended
sometimes
to you.
I just, you know, bedtime is happening.
I'm just going to scroll.
I'm going to scroll on Vinted and see what the algorithm... And like, you know, yeah. You can type in whatever. Like, look at my last searches. Like, Miami Vice t-shirt, Beach Boys t-shirt. So like, it brings up some...
Beach Boys and Beach Boys there? Yeah, or some, related stuff?
There's a Ben and Jerry's tie-dye one that I could see myself wearing. And you can put the filters on or whatever.
I need more personality in general.
You sure do.
In my tees especially. But that's good.
Yeah.
I like it. Hey, can I tell you some stuff I've been watching?
Yes, sir.
So, I've been watching a few things. I watched, I told you briefly, I watched Alley Cats, Ricky Gervais thing.
Have you watched any more since we spoke about it?
I finished the series.
Good for you.
Yeah. Well, that's the, that was what you asked, right?
Yeah.
I finished the series.
Verdict?
Not good.
Yeah.
But not like, like I said, it's not like zero stars like I've seen. I'd give it maybe one or two. Basically, if you
I've seen a few zero stars reviews.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Incredible.
If you like Derek and Afterlife, you'll probably like it. If you, like me, prefer his good stuff, you probably won't. But it, like, there's some nice little moments, and it's kind of poignant at times. But like, it's too like it's like an improv-y sort of style, which I, you know, I like that style in general. But there was not, there's not enough meat on the bones. It's too, it's just.
It seems very flat.
If I can't think of something to say, I'll just say cunt. Yeah. Cunt. And it's just like, it's like a thing of like, let's see how many times we can say cunt.
You should be saying, cunt.
What's that from?
That's from the film we're going to be covering over on our Patreon, T2 Trainspotting.
Dun, 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 dun.
Just for the low, low fee of €5 a month, you can join us and listen to us talk about that word and Robert Carlyle's perfect enunciation of it.
So that was that. I'd give that maybe 3 or 4 out of 10. You know, and I just like watching animation in bed. Maybe that bumps it up a bit, but like it's
where are you on Rick and Morty at the moment?
Just started watching it again.
Yeah,
I like it.
Have you watched the latest ones?
I'm like 2 or 3 episodes in, season 8 or whatever it is. You know, it's good. I don't think. It's a bit of a drop-off, but I don't think it's a massive drop-off.
I kind of go... I think for me, when an animated show goes into, like, double digits, or close to double digits in series, I just can't keep up. I just can't keep up.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you up to date with it?
I think, like, if you showed me a list of episodes for season 7... I'd be like, yeah, I've watched all those.
Season 7 is like where they go into like the fear hole. It was like in the bathroom and all that.
I've seen, or like there was one about night. They were like, they became knights or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know? And then I started to watch the next series, the first few episodes. But
I think it's better than most shows still.
Yeah. But it was
like groundbreakingly
transcendent.
Good.
Yes. Like, you know,
like mind-blowingly good, like, the first few seasons.
The episode I always think back to is like, the fucking Citadel of Ricks episode.
Every Citadel episode
was
like fucking
the one
brilliant.
Where it was like president. And Morty's never going to be president.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I was like, unbelievable.
Just
like
proper, like movie worthy. Yeah, like so,
so good.
And I don't think enough is made, because I know you can probably break it into two bits with Justin Roiland doing the voices and whatever. But I still don't think enough is made about how the hell they managed to get two people to sound so much like Rick and Morty, and not just sound like them, but like to be able to act and
you
be
forget,
in their mannerisms.
You forget.
How is that possible?
You forget that he's gone. You
yeah.
Know, it's which is the biggest compliment you could pay to those voice actors.
Where it's like, I don't know. It's like, not just like, oh, we found a guy who can nail Morty, but like, oh, he's not the best actor.
I think
good.
You might feel it in the writing. I think you miss him.
Yeah,
writing,
that's probably where the difference.
More so than...
But on a surface level, if you're watching it, you would not notice.
And like you talk about improv style animation. Like, fucking, there's the perfect example of how to do it well is those Galactic TV. Like, you know, I got ants for eyes, you know.
That Johnson.
You know, like, and you can just hear them, like, it's just them properly going off. And like, it works so well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It works really well.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, I've been watching that. And then I went to the movies with Joe to see Spider-Man. on my own, off my own bat, Terry.
You
didn't, it wasn't even made to watch it by you on the podcast.
Yeah, somewhere. I mean, I haven't seen it yet.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an evening movie. We were kind of bored and we were like, hey, do you want to go to a movie tonight?
She was like, I mean,
yeah.
You live like fucking 10 minute walk from...
I should really go more.
I'm actually going to buy that Omni Pass for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
The 15 quid a month.
I have to say, it's a very good cinema.
Yeah, maybe I'm just thinking like this cinema is going to close.
You know? Well, it's very empty.
I was there the weekend as well.
I've never seen it full ever.
There was one movie I was at. Well, we went to see One Battle After Another that was like,
oh yeah, actually
kind of full.
Yeah,
like, you know,
Mission Impossible. Not really.
Not really.
Yeah,
we did get was it the IMAX we got to see that in?
I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah.
I was blown away when I first moved to Arklow. I was like, the seats recline. Like, didn't have that in Dublin.
Yes, we did.
Well, not
we certainly did.
What
did you think of Spider-Man?
Do you know, I actually thought it was good. Too long. Way too long.
2 hours.
2:25. Too long. Just, I mean, needlessly, could easily chop 35 minutes out of it. But I liked it. And I think it's more the fact that like Joni liked it as well. That always bumps it up for me. And I think she'd be willing to watch the other ones. I think she really liked the one with the three Spider-Man.
No Way Home.
Yes.
Yeah. Doctor Strange.
Yeah, but it was good. I thought it was on par, if not a bit better than the previous Tom Holland ones. You know what I mean?
And how was my girl Zendaya?
Great, actually.
She's the best, man.
She does have it.
She does,
doesn't
she? Like,
she does have it. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
But she has it.
She has it.
Yeah. You gotta watch those Dune movies now.
I don't know why.
I was kind of like that.
I don't know why I'm hesitant.
Yeah, I was kind of like that. And then I watched them like over Christmas. Like,
oh, I
like,
get it.
I was like, ah. Oh, and then like, I wish I can't see these in the cinema. Like,
are they on any streaming?
I think one's on Prime.
Okay.
And one might be on now. I don't know. But,
right now?
Let's go.
What are we doing here? So, yeah, I probably will actually watch Dune. But yeah, Spider-Man, I might give a 7 out of 10.
All right.
But so, for is you, it would be a 9.
No, well, I don't know if it would. That's the thing. You might be a bit more generous or something like that.
And what do you mean by that?
I mean, you're an idiot. And I'm not so sure. Like,
yeah, a bit too lowbrow for a movie snob like Terry, huh?
It seems to me that they're trying to cram an awful lot into the movie.
Like, yeah, they were.
Yeah, it was like he's fighting the Hand, and also there's an X-Men thing in it. The Punisher is in it.
Yeah.
You know.
Bit of a mishmash.
You know.
And the Punisher, like, your man, what's his name?
Frank Castle. John Bernthal.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about Spider-Man.
It was so over the top. Yeah. It was like, ah, kid, you're all right. Yeah. You know, like, it was that sort of style. Yeah. Like, all right. You know, but it was good.
Frank, you gotta hide my girlfriend for away from all the bad guys. I don't know, kid. Shouldn't be bringing her here.
Seriously, John? Cut.
The fuck?
But yeah, that's what I'd recommend it still.
Okay.
Bill.
You have Louis C.K. here.
Oh yeah, I watched his new stand-up on Netflix.
You're a part of the problem.
I mean, am I?
Yes.
But I mean, am I?
Yes.
Well, I watched it. And do you know what? I thought it was pretty good. I've always thought he's pretty good. I'm always thinking about it, though. You know what I mean?
He shouldn't be allowed. Like, why is he giving this platform back? Like,
I mean,
he just fucking... There is no... This cancel culture does not exist.
It's gone now. The cancel culture is gone now.
What do we learn?
Nothing.
Well, let's not do it again. You know,
do you know what's weird is that he talks about his dick and sex stuff all the time. And I'm like, wow, he's not even treading lightly, around.
He did a thing where he just kind of went away.
Is he a bad person?
Yes. Completely. If you're locking somebody in a room with you and jerking off in front of them, you're a bad person.
Did he lock the door?
What are they? They're claiming like false imprisonment or whatever like that.
Yeah.
Like, you can't condone it. It's not okay.
Can't condone that.
Yeah. Or even if you're not locking it and you're just whipping your dick out and jerking off in front of a young comedian trying to make it in the business. It's not okay.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing that.
Sorry, Louis.
You don't want to be doing that.
Yeah, and yet he just went away and took some time. And then... Yeah,
that seems to be what they all do. They'll just wait.
Then he soft launched himself to the right wing and then got popular with them again. And then the Democrats are like, hey, he's kind of still funny over there. And then it's like Netflix, like, hey, you have a base now. Do you want to come and host our Just for Laughs special in? And like that's why that's where he filmed it. I think his special there. I couldn't believe it. Like he's the headline act of the biggest comedy special, you know, thing.
Laughter really is the best medicine.
Sure is.
I thought, you know, I thought it was okay. I thought I've always liked to stand up in the before times. He's just a bit slow now. You know what I mean? Like. I know you don't care about what his routine is like, but it was just a little bit like slow. I'm like, yeah, okay, stop dwelling on and waiting for the laugh to completely die before you say one other little morsel and then let the laugh totally die. Like, just give me a bit of fucking energy.
Where are you at with stand-up comedy these days? Like, are you still keeping up on the specials? Are you still
not particularly. Like, if Bill Burr released a new one, I'd watch that. Mm-hmm. You know,
used to be big into them. Like,
yeah, but I feel like there's not. I don't know if I'm just missing them, but like...
What do you think about Shane Gillis? Do you like him?
I don't know anything about him, really. Yeah. I seen him host the roast, the Kevin Hart roast. Didn't particularly like him.
Was he the host or was he just...
I think he was the host, yeah.
I see he sold out a football stadium, 76,000 in Philadelphia. Like, he's fucking massive.
He's huge. Like, yeah. I feel like you're hot and cold on him.
Yeah, I kind of am. Like, I went to see him live. A friend of mine, I would never pay for tickets, but a friend of mine, Paul, had tickets. We both went, and like, I think I talked about it on the podcast, but it was like, there's a guy like two rows behind me in a MAGA hat. And I'm like, are you Irish? And you're just wearing the hat? Like, but it is that crowd where you're like, you might see somebody who
I was kind of right wing too.
Kind of, but he's centrist. You know, he straddles the line quite nicely.
Yeah.
And like, he talks about shit that you're like, you know, he'll make fun of Trump, but he kind of is platforming Trump as well. Like,
Something about him that annoys me. I don't know if it's like the fact that after he delivers a joke, he'll kind of just do this little shrug to the audience of like, you know, like that. He kind of does that all the time.
And considering it was mad that like he got hired by SNL. And then he had a podcast and like he made a joke about Asian people. And before he even done an episode, he was fired. And now he comes back as a host and he's massive. Like, to come, it's just funny how, again,
people
like,
just forgive anything.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's no cancellation.
But no, like, if Bill Burr or like, you know, I always liked like Kevin Bridges and stuff like that. I don't know if he has had a special in a while, but he always makes me laugh. But it's been a while. I don't seek them out anymore, really.
There was a good clip of John Lovitz and Bill Burr going,
going back and forth. Yeah, so good.
It was like, so good. Yeah. He's like, I'm going to do you.
Yeah. It was so good. Yeah. But yeah, I don't kind of...
That's my act.
What else?
I went to the cinema with my kids. Oh. Went to see the Paw Patrol Dino movie.
How is it, D?
Kind of fell asleep for parts of it. But if you've seen any of the other Paw Patrol movies, you certainly will have seen the template for this one. Because, have you seen?
I can't say that I have, no.
They do a thing in each of the Paw Patrol movies where the first movie, Chase is the main character, and the second movie, Sky is the main character. You know these, you know.
Of course, I know them.
Chase is the blue ones, the police.
I know who Chase is.
Okay. All right. But they do a thing in each one where it's like, and what's the name of the guy? Ryder. He's like, and when I found you as a pup, you were the bravest little pup I've ever found. They do like a flashback to it. And same with Sky. Like, you were the smallest pup, but you had tried really hard.
Yeah.
And it's like the same. They do the exact same thing with Marshall this time. And like, I was like, they're really sticking to that formula. But obviously the fucking kids love it. But my takeaway from it was... This guy, Humdinger, Mayor Humdinger, I'm the mayor of Foggy Bottom after all. And I think you'll find that's a pretty fucking good.
I wish I knew it to give it to you.
It's
but
pretty good.
Gonna have to hear the original before I give
it up. Okay, I'll do the American version. Oh, no, come on, kiddies.
That's pretty, I can tell. Yeah. I don't even know what it is, but I feel like that's accurate.
I could be making a living doing this. but in this one, so they find a dino island, and it's essentially Jurassic Park. All the scientists come to it. And Humdinger sees that there's diamonds on the island. So he brings his own crew and he wants to take the diamonds out. And in order to do that, he decides he's going to blow them out of the side of the mountain. But it turns out it's a dormant volcano. And essentially, lava spews everywhere and almost everybody dies. And, you know, Marshall has to save the day. And then I'm like, what's Humdinger's punishment? What's his fucking punishment? It's like,
Dad, sit down.
Give him the chair.
Sir, we're going to have to ask you.
How is he still allowed walk around?
There's no justice.
It's just like Louis C.K. all over again.
But his punishment is he has to clean up the dinosaur poop. And I'm like, this is what happens when you put a kid in charge of this infrastructure of
fire. Give him the chair.
Yeah, exactly. Give him the chair. Lethal injection. Hang him.
Just beat the fuck out of him. Bunch of people gather around him and beat the shit out of him.
Yeah. Stoned him to death.
Yeah. Let the dogs rip him to shreds. Yeah, you know what I mean? Let those dogs do what dogs do.
Chase.
Say no more.
Sick.
Yeah, that's what they should do.
Yeah. When Paw Patrol goes into public domain, I'm going to make my own horror movie of Paw Patrol, just like they did with Winnie the Pooh and Mickey Mouse and all those other.
Did they do that?
Oh yeah, they've lapsed into public domain. So it's like Pooh, Blood and Honey is like the horror movie that they did, or I can't remember the Mickey Mouse one that they've done, but they can do it without being sued by Disney.
What?
Yeah, so like there's a bunch of these. Like,
that's amazing.
You know,
I mean, are they shit? I'm sure they're shit.
I heard they're terrible.
Yeah,
I've heard they've been really bad.
I was about to watch a movie and I just heard it was so terrible though. The Last House.
Oh, the Netflix one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It got bad reviews. But the concept, I just showed Kerry the ad and she's like, "Oh, I am interested." And I was like, "Right?" And then I was like, "Oh, apparently it's god awful."
I mean, I spoke about it on my solo pod that is out right now, but I just want to talk about it again. I want to get your thoughts on it.
Yeah.
The primetime trailer. Pattinson.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chris Hansen.
Yeah, it looks good.
Oh, man. That's good. I'm excited, Andy.
When's it out?
September. And it looks, to me, it's him going freak mode.
You see again. How this looks, right?
Yeah, you see how this looks. And I can't stop using it in memes.
It's the title of the last episode.
Yeah, you know.
What's the story with
Night Plan?
What's the story with Chris Hansen? What's his fall from grace all about?
So
someone killed themselves
on
an episode, yeah.
And there was a documentary about him last year about the show called Predators. And kind of show, like they have like philosophers and social, you know, scientists looking at it. It's like, it's a very, like Swedish guys, like it's a very strange phenomenon. Why we want to see the fall from grace so much of a regular person, you know? And like, why do we as a society get so much pleasure out of it?
Yeah.
And like Hansen is like, I'm doing the work. I'm bringing these fucking pedos to justice. I'm like, yeah, but you're doing it to like garner network ratings as well. And like, he's still doing it. He's still doing it, but it's like an off-brand. It's not called The Catch a Predator anymore. I can't remember what it's called, but it's like, it's kind of rinky-dink now. You know what I mean? And part of the documentary also is like, there was a bunch of, what would you call them? Not doppelgangers, but a bunch of like copycats that were doing their own thing. It was like literally texting people to meet up in a grocery store and film them.
But this
and
then is the
like
problem.
Chasing them like.
Yeah, like this is the problem that I have. It's like with the, like you were saying with the Chris Hansen thing where it's a bit sort of like for his own ratings. And then I see stuff online and I'm like, yeah, like I know obviously they should be punished like harshly for arranging to meet with a minor or whatever. But the people who are doing it that I see online, it's like, they're also bullies as well. And they just want to, and like they really just beat the fuck out of someone who's trying to like not fight and to get away. And granted, they're there for the worst reason ever.
It's just, I do believe it is a fucking sickness. There's something not right with these people. It is a mental illness.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's a,
I'm not trying to be. It's a hideous thing. It's hideous for everybody involved.
Yeah.
Like, and there's this guy, his name is like Skeet. I think it's
a name like that. What's he going to grow up to?
And it's like, no, he's the guy. He's like pretending to be, he's copying Chris Hansen.
Oh,
he has his own like online platform that he does this.
Skeet.
And they do one where, you know, they bring him into a hotel room, this guy, and he breaks down and he's talking about, what do I do? And, you know, they've called the police on him. He's having this whole fucking thing. This existential crisis. And everything is crumbling. His life is over.
Yeah.
And your man Skeet has like a catchphrase that is like, you've just been skeeted.
No.
And like, but like this guy is like falling to pieces in the hotel and he's like, you've just been skeeted. thanks. You know, like the how to end. And I was like, fuck off. Like, why do I have sympathy?
Don't make me side with the pedophiles.
Like, exactly. Like, you're fucking scum as well. Like, so I can't wait for the movie.
Yeah, that'll be great.
It's up there with Digger as my anticipated movies and Resident Evil of the fall.
I tell you, your end of year review is going to be some review this year.
It's going to be a bloodbath.
I like the fact that, like yesterday, you sent me something, and it was like it was a thing from Sinners where it's Michael B. Jordan and someone else in a car, and he's playing guitar. But the meme, the song playing is "Money Trees" by Kendrick Lamar and J Rock or whatever it is. And it was like Kendrick Lamar when he hears J Rock's verse dropping, and he's like, "Ooh." You know, like the whatever.
And I was like,
that is such an accurate meme. But I like the way when I was like, that's a good meme. You're like, no, the acting in the scene behind the
movie says shit, Andy.
It's the only way. He's not even seeing, hearing the music. He's just looking at the movie.
But I'm putting it all together. I was like, that's why he won the Oscar, though. That shit right there is why he won the Oscar.
I was like, it is a great song. You're like, movie star shit. Like, I think we're talking about different things.
Speaking of great songs, I sent you a banger.
Yes, you did.
We didn't have one.
No.
So I sent you one. And my reasoning was, I sent you one from my childhood.
Yeah.
A bit of butt rock. And then I was like, what was I into? What was college Terry into? And then I was like, oh, I was into indie shit.
I do remember you being into this band. Well, let's play the jingle and come back. No.
It's bangers for Andy. It's bangers for Andy. Fuck you, Four Eyes.
There will be no encore. That, of course, was the jingle for Bangers for Andy. So, Terry, the song, the banger for Andy, is a little song called from a band called Block Party. Excuse me.
Genuinely thought they were going to be the biggest band.
Like for what happened?
For the next 15 years. That first album, man, incredible.
First album, I do recall hearing, not literally, but hearing that it is a classic.
And then the second album just wasn't as good.
Wow.
And they're still making stuff, whatever, but like they never hit that peak.
They couldn't ride that wave, you know. Because I was thinking in a similar vein, before we talk about this, I watched Arctic Monkeys at Glastonbury 2007 the other day.
What a fucking gig.
Like, first of all,
unrecognizable.
Oh my god, incredible. Like, not a note wrong from his singing. Like, sounds just like the album, the guitar, everything. It sounds exactly.
We often will have a drink and put some of that on YouTube.
And I'm like, holy shit, it's good. And I was thinking,
makes me sad now what they've become.
I know. But I was saying to Kerry, I was like, isn't it mad that like they were only just hit it big a year before, and now look at them, like, you know, playing so well in front of this crowd in Glastonbury.
Was it only a year?
Well, that was 2007, and the first album was 2006.
Was it?
Yeah.
Hell, I thought it was like 2004.
I think it was 2006.
Oh, okay.
So Block Party were around all that sort of time. The song is Helicopter, so we're going to play a bit and come back. Terry, I liked it a lot.
Yes, Andy.
I liked it.
How could you not?
Yeah. It's undeniable.
It's our second most played song on Spotify.
I seen, yeah. And I was like, wow. And it's like, I thought it was funny when I looked, and I was like, oh, well, this is one of the most popular songs, but I like how Terry also knows that I wouldn't have heard
it. You've never heard it before. Like,
it's not like he's not trying to like be clever with it. Yeah. It's just like, here's a banger. I know you haven't heard it. Yeah, I really liked it. I like that sound. I like that. But yet, like, you give me Franz Ferdinand, I'm like, absolutely not.
I don't want
to.
That's the thing, though, Andy. If you went back and listened to Franz Ferdinand,
you were wrong this whole time.
Yeah, that's it. Well, hey, don't look at me. I bought that album. The Dark of the Matinee.
But yeah, that whole era.
I was looking to it, and I was like, geez, I'd stacked up a bunch of albums. Like, you know, first of all, that song, just to get into it for a bit, like,
yeah.
I love how it's like, as if to say, it's coming up. It's like the melody, the chorus in there. Like, it made it really, like, at the time, I was like, this is different. This is new. This is what I want to be listening to.
And it kind of,
like,
it goes. Yeah. You know what I mean? And also, I like, you know, if someone sang in that accent now, I'd be like, shut up. But back then, it's like that, Libertines, Arctic Monkeys, whatever, you just sang in your accent. Like, that was the style.
And you know? Why not? Like,
yeah. And there's something endearing about it from then.
It's not performative. That's the thing. Yeah. Now it would feel performative, yes. I think.
You it's like, oh, they're doing a Arctic Monkeys, they're doing a whatever, Libertine, or whatever, or Block Party. But yeah, like, I listened to it 3 times.
Would you give the album a go?
I think
on your own time.
Based on the fact that I've now heard that song and I liked it, and I've heard that album is like a classic.
Yeah.
You know, like a bona fide, like, no skip
album. It is All Killer, No Filler. Like,
not to be confused with Sum 41's All Killer, No Filler, which has some filler on it. Ironically.
I thought that was called All Thriller, No Filler.
No.
That would have been better. Killer, no that would have been better.
But yeah, I'd give it a solid. I'd give it an 8 out of 10.
Nice.
I just wish it didn't. Like, it was a good thing. It was a good song, but like, I was just not even hoping for, but I would have given it a 9 or a 10 if there was a bit of a change up somewhere. You know what I mean? If there was a bit of a like, oh, where are we going now? You know, like that sort of, and not that all songs have to have that.
Kind of like Franz Ferdinand is what you're saying.
I think if I heard that now for the first time, I'd be like, what's this?
I mean, but if you think about it, like, but like, think about the first half of it, and then it slows it down, like, true. It kind of completely changes.
I predict the riot.
That was me.
What?
I predict the riot.
I predict the riot?
Yeah, that was me.
What do you mean?
That was my band.
What? Block Party?
No.
Who was that?
I can't remember the name of it, but everybody's like, you look like that guy from the band.
Sabian?
No, not Kasabian. Whoa, memory hold now. I predict it right.
Not Franz Ferdinand?
Kaiser Chiefs.
Everybody
call me Kaiser.
One of your many nicknames.
Added to the list. just because it took me back, I put on a different song just on, you know, let Spotify do its thing, and it was like, Block Party. Doves was next.
I always wanted to like Doves.
Doves are fucking good. Like Black and White Town or like There Goes the Fear. You know, like Black and White Town makes you like want to start like, dun, 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 dun. You know, I'm going to start running like, yeah.
That's the thing about those sort of like albums around those few years. Like, because when I even listen back to the first Arctic Monkeys album and just like, whatever it is about the drumming, it's a real like
intense.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like Dancing Shoes. I was listening to the other day. It's like, seven up, five up, and all the lights are flashing, and down, 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 and the drumming's
it kind of Arcade Fire was the same thing, where it was like, apparently they played the guitar really fast because they were really fucking cold, and it kept them warm to fucking, you know, be moving their bodies or whatever.
Did you ever get into Elbow at all?
Yeah, but I've been to see them a couple of times.
Have you?
Yeah.
There's that one song I really like.
Grounds of Divorce.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. The other one. I used to love it.
It's a great tune.
Because I heard he's a bit of a mad genius.
Yeah, he kind of is. And like, the other one is Looking Like a Beautiful Day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, they've got some good stuff. Like, they're.
Yeah, I
don't know. Throw your hands up high.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, they're good.
Don't like that one. But
when you're there, and like he's yeah. playing in front of you, you're in it. It works. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can, it's actually undeniable. You're like, yes, of course.
Yes, I will throw my hands up high. Elbow.
Elbow.
On a slightly separate note, I messaged you earlier. I reminded myself of, because I seen a documentary. This is the sort of shit I watch on YouTube, if you're asking, which you were not.
Not today, but go ahead.
Of, you know, like, what do you be watching? And it's like, there's an hour-long interview with a guy who I follow on YouTube, an older kind of musician, and he interviews other people, and he interviewed Billy Joel in Billy Joel's house at his piano. And like,
how old are we talking, Billy Joel?
Like 3 weeks ago.
Ooh.
Like, you know.
And is he okay?
He is. He's got that thing that old people try to get where like one eye is like really open.
But like he was sectioned like,
I beg your pardon?
10, 15 years ago for like a little period.
Sectioned?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
Like involuntary hold.
Like in the madhouse?
Yeah. Or maybe it was like rehab, you know, quote unquote rehab.
No, he seemed good. Like, okay, that's good. His house that
makes
lovely.
That makes me happy.
But like, I'd really recommend it because he's talking about like, you know, I just forgot how many hits he had.
Incredible.
And he stopped in like 93 specifically because he said in this interview, I didn't want to be one of those guys who's like really old and like they're just booking you because you're Billy Joel, but like you're not having had it relevant in the last 20 years. Like he specifically stopped. I think he put out one classical album like 10 years later. But like, and that was his lot. Like I thought like, oh, he must have had 20 albums. He had 12 albums, 10 tracks on each, you know, like, and like incredible. He's going through all the different ones and explaining and playing away. And I forgot like how good songs like Allentown were and like just all this sort of stuff. And it kind of made me think, I was like, wow, if you really put, I think you might be slightly different because we had an episode on Patreon, Billy versus the Boss, where Terry's 5 Bruce Springsteen versus my top 5 Billy Joel. I wonder, would you still?
I mean, I probably still would, but
you would pick the Boss.
Yeah, I think I had a 3-way dance at death was the original pitch of like Billy Joel, Elton John, and the Boss, and then it was kind of like, well, Elton John can get out of there. I'm like, okay,
yeah.
For the two of us anyway. Like, and I love Elton
John. I love Elton John too.
But I think, you know, Boss is my guy. You know,
I think, Bruce. I mean,
well, like Billy is, in the last few years, he's a lot closer. Than what, and it wasn't like when you're talking these songs, I'm like, dog shit. Like, I'm like, yeah, another fucking banger, of course. Like, but did they blow up the Chicken Man late last night, Andy, is the question I have.
I have to admit, I mean, I love Bruce Springsteen. And I got into Bruce Springsteen because of you and Andy. And I really like a few select cuts. But
dude, and Bruce as
Billy
well.
Joel just, I mean skyrockets past him in my estimation.
What's your favorite, just while we're wrapping up here, what's your favorite deep cut Billy? Like if you turn around to like, you know, a new acquaintance and you're like, I'm going to play you a Billy Joel song that you probably don't know.
Maybe Miami 2017.
When the Lights Go Down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The live version.
Yeah, yeah.
In the Songs from the Attic album. Mm.
I like that. I like it.
That's in terms of a deep cut. I mean, like Vienna, I think most people have probably heard that.
Yeah, but maybe if you said to them Billy Joel, Vienna, I'd be like, huh? And then you like, play what? It, and they're like, oh, of course.
I mean, All About Soul, possibly.
Nah, everybody knows that.
Do they?
Yeah.
That was 90s as well. I thought that was 80s. That's like from the River of Dreams.
Yeah,
album.
Yeah,
I was
like,
what the fuck?
But like, we used to have the thing where it was like, All About Soul. La, la, la.
Honestly, I was listening to that song today, and my hairs were standing up, and, you know, it's like just incredible. When it gets to the chorus.
I put it on after you sent it to me. I'm like, yeah. Na, na,
na, na. The radio in it.
Mine would be The Stranger. And then it just gets fucking dangerous. Or I tell you what. Now, there's a song, Sweet Savoir Faire.
Oh. Was it Faire or Fair?
Fair.
Thank you.
Just had the mashed potatoes in my mouth. Did you ever see the Disney movie, Oliver and Co?
Have not even heard of it.
So it's Oliver Twist.
Ah.
But it's a cat.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. Oliver and Company, I think it's called, actually.
Okay.
Billy Joel plays the dog in it, and he sings the
great
song in it. And like,
good.
Why should I worry? Why should I care? Why should I worry when I sweet savoir faire? It's fucking class, man. Pick a Billy Joel song for the outro.
Yes, hell yeah.
Okay, speaking of outro, we got to wrap it up.
All right. Folks, if you just want more, well, you can't have it. Unless you are a beloved Smash Tat, a.k.a. a beloved patron. You'll find a link on our Instagram bio, or just go to patreon.com/whatssogreatabout, where you will find a bunch of Patreon-specific content. Oh, why am I making it different? A bunch of mini-series. We're currently doing the movies of Danny Boyle. We did the movies of Tony Scott, the heist movies, movies of 2007, What's So Great About Action, 90s action movies, What's So Great About the MCU, Ryan Gosling, Will Smith's bad movies, a.k.a. Big Willie's flops, a bunch more. If you like the pitch meeting thing from last week, we have about 5 or 6 of them on the Patreon, mm-hmm. and a bunch, maybe 20, 30 top fives. This very Billy versus the Boss, we had a whole episode devoted to it where we play songs and everything. You really can't lose, to be honest. It really is a who's who.
And if you can't afford the 5 euro a month, well,
we'll see you.
You can do me one more better by giving a rating and review. Now, Andy.
Okay. Keep.
Did you know altogether there are 9 Spider-Man movies, live action, not including the animated?
Of course. Oh, of course. Of course.
But I don't want a 9-star review. That'd be crazy. I just want a 5-star review.
How does he do it, folks?
I don't know.
Pick a number.
Words flow. Flowers grow.
I can't. folks, we will catch you next week. Thank you again for the patience in waiting for us to return. I'm sure you're waiting with bated breath. But we are very much back, and we are going to record a Patreon episode now, and we will see you next week or in a few minutes if you want to just hop on the Patreon.
Goodbye.
Bye. It's all about soul. It's all about faith and a deeper devotion. It's all about soul. 'Cause under love is a stronger emotion. She's gotta be strong. There's so many things getting out of control. She'll drive her away. Why does she stay? It's all about soul. It's all about soul. It's all about joy that comes out of sorrow. It's all about soul.